The UNPO is a member-based organization of minorities, indigenous, and other politically marginalized groups seeking the effective realization of the right to self-determination. Hate speech has long been an issue of concern for UNPO members. Many of them are often attacked for celebrating their linguistic, religious, or ethnic cultures because of distrust of societal diversity amongst dominant groups. In many of the societies where UNPO members live, social media is one of the primary sources of both communication and news, and it has become a breeding ground for hate. Last month, we released a report about the impact of COVID pandemic on unrepresented peoples. Among other findings, the report identified that across the world, unrepresented people have been scapegoated for the pandemic. Underlying prejudices against linguistic, ethnic, and religious difference have been inflamed across social media. As the report shows, online hate speech is a global phenomenon that becomes particularly dangerous in times of crisis. It needs to be urgently addressed. But we want to provide a note of caution. This evening, we will participate in an online site event to discuss our ongoing research into hate speech in Spain against the Catalan minority. Our work indicates that just like with other UNPO members around the world, the Catalan minority in Spain are widely subjected to hate speech online. We note, however, that hate speech legislation in Spain has been used not to protect the Catalan minority, but rather this legislation and others restricting free speech have been used to intimidate and persecute Catalans working for the right of self-determination. This phenomenon is not limited to Spain. Much like with anti-terrorism legislation early in this century, we are noticing many instances of states overusing hate speech legislation to target for political purposes a speech that in no way relates to hate speech. We encourage this forum to take this factor into account in its concluding reports and recommendations. We thank you, Madam Chair.